What if kittens played the glockenspiel? And what if unicorns were real? What if you could fly or travel back in time? We welcome you to What If World. What if world? This is What If World.
Greetings, and welcome to What Is Wiz, the show where I, Abacus P. Grumbler, use your questions and my own to interview real-life people from What Is World. This is a little sneak peek as we interview Mr. Eric himself.
Well, thank you for having me, Abacus.
I haven't introduced you yet.
You just said my name.
Yes, but I didn't say it in an introduction kind of way.
What's that gonna sound like?
Yes. Pretend you didn't hear that. I would edit it out, but I don't know how.
I'm just gonna hop in here and give a meow out to Alexa.
Thank you, JF Cat, for showing some decorum. Unlike someone.
Alexa is 7.5 from Iowa City. Her brother Blake is 10, and she wanted to give a shout out to Spike, though I don't know who that is.
Well said.
Then there's Maya Lily Bornstein. She's 9 years old and she loves cats.
And I got a shout out for Veda B. She's 6 years old, likes make believe and smoothies, and her 3-year-old brother Enzo. And they live in El Cerrito, California. Then there's Iris, age 7, who's an official friend of the fairies.
Oh, good for you, Iris.
And finally, Jones and Everly Jenkins. Jones is 5, Everly's 3, and they're from Nashville, Tennessee.
I've never heard of the place. Sounds quite mystical. And now that we've heard our lovely shout-outs, let us read our write-in question from Aurora, who asks, what if Mr. Eric did a Q&A and Abacus P. Grumbler ruined it? Ruined it? The very idea.
Oh, I'm sure you'll do great, Abacus.
That's enough out of you.
Don't you think maybe you should introduce me now?
All right, listeners. I give to you Mr. Eric, host of some show that isn't What Is Wiz.
Hi, Abacus, yes. It's nice to be here.
All right, our first question for you is from Lena H. That's Aurora's little sister. She's 4 years old, and she asks, why did Mr. Eric start this podcast?
Thank you, Lena. So I got started making What If World because I enjoyed telling stories to my nephew, who lived all the way across the country, and Miss Karen thought they were pretty fun stories, so she helped me get the show started.
And I bet Lena also wanted to know why Abacus wasn't in the very first episode.
Well, naturally, I wanted my first story to feature 3 different pirate characters, because that seemed like a good idea at the time.
If you didn't catch that, it seems like he's reconsidering. Maybe he'll put my episode first now.
I didn't say that.
Our next question comes from Arthur, who asks, how big What If World is?
You know, What If World gets a little bit bigger every day. Because every time we get a new question, it means there's another kid out there imagining a story all of their own.
So if I were to ask, what if Mr. Eric turned into a helium balloon? Then somewhere, someone would be imagining that story, even if it weren't on the show?
Because in your case, I think your what if questions might be a little dangerous because of your magic.
What's that? I can't hear you. You sound like a balloon.
Yeah, that's because I am. Please turn me back.
Well, hang on. Let me get these headphones settled on your balloon head.
Oh, thank you.
And tie your balloon legs to the chair so you don't float away.
That's very thoughtful.
And then turn you back into a human. Oh, my legs are still tied to the chair, Abacus. Could you use a little help? I think I should keep the magic to a minimum, Mr. Eric. I don't want to ruin the Q&A after all. Okay, I'll just untie them myself. Good luck with that. Our next question comes from Eleanor, who would like to know what you really like, and what is your favorite thing to eat, and what is your baby's name?
Whew. Oh, well, I really like
not having my legs tied around a chair.
Strange, I find it invigorating.
But Eleanor, I grew up really loving baseball and practicing karate and reading lots and lots of books and going on hikes and playing board games and role-playing games.
That's a lot of things for a person to like.
Well, I think it's healthy to like a lot of things.
It's not healthy to like drinking lava.
Yeah, you're right.
Oh, remember, what do you like to eat and...
Oh, yes, yes. Well, my absolute favorite dessert-type treat in the whole world is baklava. My neighbor used to make the greatest baklava. I've only found one place that makes baklava that I think is as good as she made it. Oh, and then my baby's name is Callum. C-A-L-L-U-M.
Well done, Mr. Eric. I will conjure you one of these baklavians as a reward.
Well, it's actually baklava. It's like phyllo dough and almond bits and honey.
Baklavian, I summon thee to make Mr. Eric extra happy.
Well, it kind of looks like if baklava were 3 feet tall and was drooling honey everywhere. I'm sorry, baklavian. I don't understand your language.
Oh, they're saying that their favorite treat is Mr. Eric's. What a wild coincidence.
I just had a feeling I was going to get eaten today.
Thank you, Mr. Eric, for taking the microphone with you while you flee for your life. Now, Eleanor's sister Harper wanted to know if Mr. Eric knows any spells.
I don't know any spells. I'm not magic. But you are, Abacus, so you could just dispel this baklavian, right?
You think I can just dispel a person? Dispel a mountain? Dispel a carnivorous creature I summoned accidentally from another dimension?
I was hoping maybe yes.
Well, I cannot. But we've got another question from Anna Stretku, your very own What If World artist.
Oh, it's trying to eat my leg.
Anna asks, if you could have one superpower for a day, what would it be?
Well, if it's just one day, I think I'd want it to be today, and I'd want it to be teleportation.
So I could not have a baklavian trying to eat my leg.
They say you're not making it any easier by squirming.
Fine.
They say much better, thank you.
Abacus, you owe me a new pair of pants, you realize.
Wizards don't wear pants. We wear robes.
Okay.
And finally, we have a question from Leo and Mabel, who want to know if Mr. Eric will give Abacus a $500 loan for a magic book.
Abacus, you shouldn't be making up other people's questions.
I didn't. They wrote it on Instagram, and it downloaded straight to my wand.
Your wand has Instagram?
Well, sort of, but I can only post from my phone.
Well, Leo and Mabel, thank you very much for that question.
Now, Abacus, can you tell me about this book that's going to cost my family a month's worth of groceries?
A month's worth of groceries is a small price to pay for this magical book. You see, someone took pictures of cats jumping off of things of various heights.
Yeah.
And that's it. That's the book.
I thought you said it was a magic book.
Well, yes, when you turn the pages, you can see the cats falling and landing on their feet.
So this book is like a collection of YouTube videos?
Why do you want to go tubing at a time like this?
So you know what Instagram is, but not YouTube?
Your tube, my tube. Either way, you're still going to have a baklavian gnawing on your leg.
Okay, if I let you buy this book, will you send the baklavian back to their dimension of carnivorous pastries?
Intubitably. Little tubing joke. Said you're so obsessed with tubing, apparently.
Okay, fine. Just please get this thing off my leg.
Abaclavadabra!
Oh, that's so sweet. They said that you were the best Mr. Eric they've had since they were a kid.
I don't want to think about that right now.
Well, thank you, Mr. Eric, for buying me a magical cat book.
Well, it is a loan. That's what Leo and Mabel sent.
And I shall repay you 1/1000th of a cent per day, rain or shine.
Can you at least conjure us some groceries then?
I'll conjure you the best kind of groceries you can imagine.
I don't like where this is going.
Abacavadabra!
Well, this went about as well as I could expect.
I agree. It's been a smashing success. Folks at home, I hope you enjoyed this first episode of What Is Wiz. I'd like to thank Karen O'Keefe for helping Mr. Eric start What If World.
And for producing the first episode of What Is Wiz.
As well as Craig Martinson for our theme song.
And all you kids at home who know that...
who know that we can learn so much about our friends just by asking.
Abacus, do something!
You're right, Mr. Eric. Someone's got to end the show.
That's not what I meant.
Until we meet again. Oh, someone should probably help him. Maybe if I summon more Baclavians to get these ones in line. Yes, that could work.
That's not gonna work.
Oh, until we meet again, keep wondering. Yes.
What if world? This is what if world.
The International Children's Arts Network is community funded, supported by listeners like you, and by a grant from the Joyce N. Furman Memorial Trust, celebrating a lifetime of giving to children, education, and the arts.